Ferb's dwelling was actually a hill, hollowed out and shored up with rock and timber, dark and cool after the hot noon sun. An entire mole colony lived there. Ferb was obviously the tribal patriarch. He gave them drinking bowls, brimming with a cold cordial of penny cloud and wild barley sweetened with honey. The Leveret squad, Runtwold, Colt Vine, Third Ale and Fog Hill, drank deeply, shuffling with anticipation as they watched wood platters being piled high with cold sliced deeper than ever pie, garnished with hogweed and dandelion salad, dressed with crowfoot and garlic mustard. Meldrum the Magnificent shifted huge quantities as he planned his next decoration.
Two rats slain and about 16 vanquished. Let me see. I think maybe two small silver rats rampant over a black ribbon with 16 yellow stripes should fit the bill. Fog Hill, pour some of that cordial for my chumboli.
The young hare saluted casually.
Right here, Uncle Mel.
The field marshal's ears shot up stiffly.
Improper form, sir. You're on a fizzer, young Fog Hill. I charge you with the dressing of superior officer as uncle. Penalty? Polish all me medals before your bunk time tonight. You know the regulations, laddie buck. I'm either sir, or field marshal, or Meldrum the Magnificent. Next one I catch calling me Uncle Mel, or Nunky, I'll have his ears for breakfast and his tail for tea. That clear, squad? Good, as you were. You carry on, victualling up.
There were so many moles introduced to the visitors that they soon gave up trying to remember names. The dwelling was very homey, and every comfort was lavished upon them. Ferb invited the rescuers to stay for the night, and they gladly accepted, though later Marielle slightly regretted her decision. Every nook and cranny of the dwelling, throughout its various side chambers and alcoves, was packed with multitudes of sleeping moles. They snored and snuffled, sleepwalked, and some of them even argued or sang in their slumbers. The dwelling became oppressively close. Marielle and Dandin, stepping carefully over the sleepers, made their way outside to sleep in the fresh air. They strolled around the hill, noticing how the dwelling entrance was carefully concealed between a large rock and some thick brush. The gentle breezes constantly shifted the dry sand and smoothed over any traces of paw prints leading to Ferb's home. They came upon Ferb and Meldrum lounging outside, they too having deserted the packed chambers for the soft starred outdoors. The four sat down in the warm sand, discussing the day's events in low tones. Meldrum had already been apprised of the situation by Ferb, and he was not happy.